Get Well Wednesday is brought to you by AARP. AARP is dedicated to helping you live a healthy life. Visit aarp.org/blackcommunity and discover the resources waiting for you and your family. AARP, real possibilities.
Let's bring on the good doctor for Get Well Wednesday, Dr. Kelly Wells. And Dr. Wells is a family physician and the director of the Florida Department of Health in Duval County. Been that since May of 2013. Welcome to the Tom Joyner Morning Show, Dr.
Wells.
Thanks
so much. Good morning. Good morning.
Morning. And, well, Doc, you know, this flu epidemic or what? It's crazy. It's out of control. How bad is it this year?
You know, we're seeing numbers really be high very, very early in the season. Usually we don't see peak like this until, you know, February or March. So we are seeing a lot of cases very early this flu season. So we're encouraging people to get out and get vaccinated.
So who's been having the most problems with the flu so far, age group, I guess?
Well, as is always the case, we see it in kids first. You know, kids, you know, touch each other, touch their faces and that sort of thing, and they spread disease very effectively. So that's been no different this year. We see a lot of school-age kids with disease at this point, and then we expect it to really spread into the older adults, caregivers, and other folks in the community.
Doctor, I have a real serious question. I'm not joking. I have a lot of my friends, well, a couple of my friends who have pets. And I have found, just doing a little survey, that people who have pets tend to get sick through the year a lot. Have you found that to be true?
What does this have to do with the flu?
Let the doctor answer the question.
Okay, go ahead.
I think there are probably a lot of folks out there who have at least mild allergies to the pets in their home, or to the things, the changes that pets can make in the environment with hair and dander and that kind of
thing.
And so what you're seeing probably is chronic allergy symptoms.
Okay, but not the flu.
Allergy and all that, right?
Let's focus, Jay. Not the flu. But doctor, let me ask you this, because if you do, there are people who are vaccinated for the flu, but still end up getting the flu down the road. Not those symptoms that you get right after the shot. Is that because there's so many different strains of the flu?
Well, every year, you know, scientists use their expertise to make really their best estimate of what flu strains will be in the community in the coming flu season. That's how the flu vaccine is actually created. So in most cases, the flu vaccine really does a good job. But there are some cases, as in this year, where the virus itself drifts a little bit. It changes a little bit. And so it's not quite as effective when you get the immunization. But, you know, like I tell my folks here, you know, this is what we have. This is the tool we have to prevent severe illness. And even if you do come down with the flu after getting the immunization, the seriousness won't be quite as severe as if you were not immunized.
Okay. Is it a stronger flu now than it was back in the day? Or?
That's actually a really great question, Jay. The issue is there are certain strains of the flu that tend to cause more severe illness. And this year, what we're seeing, the H3N2 flu virus, actually every year that we see this particular strain causes more severe disease.
Okay.
But
well,
at what
exactly
point,
right.
if you contract the flu, at what point should you go to the hospital? Because some people get the flu and they, you know, treat themselves at home and they're fine. Others, you know, will die from it. How do you know when you need to go to the doctor?
Well, the first thing you need to know is that this year we're seeing the more severe strains. So if you think you have flu symptoms, you need to be seen. The second and probably most important thing is treatment for the flu really only works if it's initiated in the first 48 hours of symptoms.
Mm-hmm.
And the trouble we have in the medical community is typically when you get the real-life flu, you are too sick to go to the doctor for those first few days. So we really encourage people, pay attention to yourself. You know, if you wake up feeling like you've been hit by a Mack truck, you've got high fevers, headaches, you know, runny nose, cough, that kind of thing, you need to drag yourself out of bed and go and be assessed.
Does taking a lot of vitamin C help?
Vitamin C hadn't been shown to help with the flu. Mm-hmm. I think it helps with overall health, as does a multivitamin and a healthy diet and exercise. Mm-hmm. Once you're infected, though, you've got to get in and be treated.
Yeah.
Dr. Wells, we have so many Text Tom Club members wanting to ask you questions. Can you hang around like for an hour or so to
I'd love to answer
questions? Okay, 646464 for Dr. Wells. Very, very good. Very important. Get that flu shot. The vaccine is safe, and we want you to be around for 2015 and throughout 2015. Have a great new year, Dr. Wells. Thank you for your time. Happy New Year.
Thanks so much.